弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning everyone。
今天所跟大家分享的题目超过所求所想。
Today I'd like to share with you a message above our asking and imagining。
其实如果留意的话，这个题目我已经用过了一次了。
If you have paid attention, I have used this topic once more before。
因为我们的上帝真的是超过我们所求所想。
Because the God of ours is really beyond our asking and imagination.
在我开始分享之前，我讲一个事情。在美国60年代有一个股票大王。
So let me share a story. In the 1960s in America, there is a stock market giant.
他投资的股票非常的成功。
And he's very successful in investment.
他赚进来很多的金钱。
And he has made a lot of money.
我要讲的其实不是这个人，是他办公室里面的一个小小的秘书。
So, but that's not the person I'm going to talk about. But there is the one who is just a secretary works in the office.
因为他很相信他的老板。
Because she really trusts his her boss.
他收入很有限，但是他用他有限的存款呢，凡是他老板买的股票呢，他就去买。
So however he has limited income, but whatever his boss invested, he would also invest in.
因为他在他老板的办公室，所以他老板所做的生意他都知道。
Since they're working in the same office, so he know all the business of his boss.
然后他老板把哪一个股票卖掉呢？他就把他那一小小的股票他也卖掉。
So whenever his boss sells some stock, he would sell the same thing.
这个秘书事实上读的书很少。
That secretary is not very well educated.
他也没有学过经济。
And never learn about economics.
他事实上只在他办公室里面就做那个打字的工作而已。
He's only a typist in the office.
但是他就认定他的老板。
But he trusts his boss.
他老板做的每一个动作他都完全学习。
Whatever he does, he'll do the same thing also.
等到这个秘书退休的时候，他的身价已经上了百万了。
So when the secretary retired, he have owned millions of dollars.
60年代的百万是不得了的数字。
And it's a humongous amount in 1960s.
事实上，今天这样跟大家分享的题目呢，我们来从这当中看见，我们可以把我们的信心放在谁的身上。
So now today our message, through our message, we could see who we can put our faith in.
在过去我们谈到撒母耳。
Before we talk about Samuel.
事实上他的父亲叫做以利加拿，他有两个妻子。
And his father Elkanah has two wives.
一位叫皮利拿，另外一位叫哈拿。
Penina and Hannah.
那皮利拿呢，他有儿有女。
And Penina has children.
但是哈拿呢，结婚多年呢，一直没有小孩。
But Hannah had none.
你可以想象一个家庭，一个丈夫有两个妻子，他们两个之间一定会有争执的。
So you can imagine there's one husband, two wife, and there will be a problem between those two.
皮利拿因为他有儿有女啊，所以他在他的丈夫的面前，在家里呢，就觉得自己很有地位。
So since Penina have children and she feels herself very important in the family.
那他当然人数众多，他对方只有一个人。
And also, but Hannah only had one.
所以他就常常找机会。来激动 Hannah.
So she was trying all kinds of ways to provoke Hannah.
所以 Hannah 每天过的日子都是在这种痛苦的当中。
So Hannah was suffering greatly.
她的丈夫不了解她。
And her husband does not understand her.
她丈夫说你有我这个丈夫比十个儿子还好吧。
And her husband actually asked her, it's not enough for having me better than more than 10 sons?
因为她丈夫真的不了解一个做母亲做妻子的人没有儿女的难处。
Because her husband doesn't really understand a wife who has no children.
圣经甚至记载，连上帝都使她不能生育。
And according to the Bible, even God closed her womb.
可不可以把冷气开一下哈？那她到了祭司到了献祭的地方，到祭司的时候呢，祭司看她在那里痛苦的祷告的时候，以为她喝醉酒了。
And Hannah, when she went up to the temple and prayed, and then even Eli the priest thought she was drunkard.
所以祭司就以为她是一个不正经的女子。
And then that's why Eli thinks she is not a good woman.
所以你想想看，如果一个牧师说你是一个不正经的女子，那个女的。那个人简直是没有办法过下去了。
So can you imagine how painful she feels when the priest tell her that she is not a good woman, a drunkard?
所以她没有一个地方是支持她的。
So there, she has no support.
她孤单的这样在那里受苦。
And she's lonely and suffering.
她无路可走。
She has no way out.
她只有一条路，就是往上面的。
And only way is look up to God.
她跟上帝来祷告。
And he prayed to God.
她倾心吐意的来祷告。
And he prayed out of her heart.
她说：“上帝啊，如果你愿意给我一个儿子。”
He said, God, even if you give me one son.
我有了这个儿子，我把他献给你，终身在你面前。
And I'll give it back to you, serve before you for the rest of his life.
结果上帝真的听了他的祷告。
And God listened, heard her prayer.
过了一年之后，他就生下了撒母耳。
And after a year, she was conceived and gave birth to Samuel.
撒母耳这个字的意思就是从上帝那里求来的。
And then Samuel means I asked for it.
那今天要读的经文呢，就是他。生了这个儿子以后呢，他就在家里抚养他。
So, after she gave birth to the son, she raised her, raised him.
那抚养到他这个撒母耳断奶的时候呢，他就把他的这个唯一的儿子呢，就带到圣殿去交给了祭司。
So after he was weaned, she took him to the priest and gave it to him.
一个小小的小孩子
，just a little boy.
他就放在圣殿里面。他的父母就回家了。
And left him in the Lord's temple, and then parents went home.
接下来就是在记载，给了把孩子交给祭司以后发生的事情。
And then the following is what happened after she left Samuel.
十一节说，以利加拿往拉玛回家去了，那孩子在祭司以利面前侍奉耶和华。
Samuel chapter 2:11. Then Elkanah went home to Ramah.But the boy ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest.
所以这个小孩子这么小，他就开始在以利的面前呢，来让以利来带领他。
Even when Samuel was young, he already ministered before the Lord under Eli.
他在那里学习怎么样来侍奉上帝。
And he learned how to serve the Lord.
那个时候，撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和华面前。
But Samuel was ministering before the Lord.A boy wearing a linen ephod.
这个以弗德呢是祭司在穿的衣服。
So the ephod is the clothing that priest wears.
事实上，这个衣服呢穿上去以后呢，这个人呢不能随便跑来跑去，也不能乱动的。
So after you put it on, you can't run around.
侍奉的最高的境界呢，就是站在耶和华的面前。
So the highest is to stand before the Lord.
因为在一个全能者的面前，我还要做什么呢？
Because in front of God, what can I do?
我唯一的一个份就是听他讲话。
All I can do is listen to him.
所以你要知道，一个小孩子叫他不要动啊，是一个很不容易的事情。
So it's very hard for a young child not to move around.
今天的孩子啊，身体可以不动，可是那个食指啊，都一直在那里动的。
So today, however, the kids are not moving, but their fingers are moving around.
他们在上面滑老鼠啊。她的母亲每年为她做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年纪的时候带来给她。
So each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice.
她的孩子这么小就放到圣殿里面去了。
So such a little child, she left him with in the temple.
一个断奶的孩子对妈妈来讲，那是心中的宝贝啊。
So a child just weaned is really precious in the mother's heart.
她每一年只能去见他一次。
And she only can see him once a year.
她就为他预备一件小外袍带过去给他。
And she made him a little robe.
这个母亲真不容易哈。
It's very not easy.
她在家里她没有办法看到她的儿子，她要想象她的儿子大概会长多大。
And she can't see her son, only can imagine how big she might get.
一针一针的在那里缝那件衣服。
And sew up the little robe.
真的是慈母手中线啊。
It's a really kind mother.
她在那里缝的每一针里面，她都在那里想念她的儿子。
So every time she would think about her son when she sewed.
她希望做好衣服的时候，她能够送过去。
And she hopes she will be able to bring the robe to him.
她能够看到她的儿子。
And she will be able to see him.
她能够摸到她的儿子。
And she will be able to touch him.
她能够要走的时候，她把她的衣服穿上去，好像说，我虽然不能与你同在，但是我所做出来的衣服。一直的陪伴你。
And before she leaves, you put a robe on him and say, "However, I can't be here with you, but this robe can remind you about me."
她这样一年再一年的看她的儿子，就是这样的机会。
So she does that year after year.
这位祭司以利呢，为以利加拿和他的妻祝福说，愿耶和华由这妇人再赐你后裔，代替你从耶和华求来的孩子，他们就回本乡去了。
So Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, May the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord. Then they would go home.
也就是这些年间呢，哈拿没有再生育。
So that means after all these years, Hannah has no more children.
已经感动到祭司了。
And then even Eli was moved.
所以祭司为他祝福。
So Eli blessed them.
当然这个祝福是祝福在丈夫的身上。
It's blessed, it's on Elkanah.
这个祝福从他丈夫呢要临到他的妻子。
And then from Elkanah down to Hannah.
但是祭司的祝福里面说要由那一个妇人，因为他有两个妻子，但是祭司说是那一个妇人，是他从耶和华求来孩子的那个妇人。
But Eli was blessed Hannah because he especially said the woman who gave the son to the Lord.
二十一节说耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
我相信不是一次生的。
I believe it's not one birth.
如果在那个时代一次生五个，那大概是没办法的。
It's impossible to have five children at one time.
那你可以想象，那几年的里面，他一生的那一年呢，他基本上。五个的连着生的话，她几乎都在坐满月，整个都在坐月子的。
So I think if she has five kids and then she's always pretty busy.
所以等于她有一段长长的时间见不到撒母耳。
That means there might be a period of time that she is not able to see Samuel.
但是圣经记载说，那孩子是在耶和华的面前渐渐长大。
So that's the Bible says Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
到了末了，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men.
上帝和人都喜爱他。
So he has favor with Lord and with man.
今天我们分享的题目超过所求所想。
So today our topic is above our asking and imagining.
我们在这里要来认识属灵的福分。
So let's think about our spiritual blessings.
如果按人来看的话，哇，真的是很大的祝福。
So sometimes think, oh, it's such a big blessing.
因为她生了三个儿子，两个女儿。
Because she has three more sons and two daughters.
我想，如果她的次序是这样，三个儿子，然后再两个女儿的话，那是很兴奋的事情。
So if it's really, that's actually something very exciting.
事实上，撒母耳是男的。
Samuel is a boy.
再生三个儿子。
And three more boys.
哇，四个男的。
And four boys.
那不得了。
It's a lot of work.
那当然，他家里三个有一个家庭里面有三个儿子的话，那这个家庭就像马戏团了。
So it's pretty much like a
circus.
所以
下面再生出来一个女儿的时候，你看他家里多高兴啊！
So when you have a daughter, oh, it's so joyful.
我曾经认识一个家庭啊，他们生了七个儿子。
I know a family who has seven sons.
你可以看到这个七个儿子为什么会这样生下去，他们心里面在盼望什么？
Do you know why they have seven sons?
他们盼望有一个女儿。
Because they're looking forward to have a daughter.
后来生下了那第八个是女儿的时候，他的父亲都哭出来了。
And the eighth one was a daughter, and the father was crying.
所以姐妹们，你们要知道，你们的地位其实是不低的。
So we should see our position in the family.
那这个家庭有了三个儿子，两个女儿，按人来讲，是不是一个很大的祝福呢
？So we see there's three sons and two daughters. Is it a big blessing?
这个是眼睛可以看得到的。
It's something we can see.
可以用手指算出来的。
And then we can count.
那这个是一个祝福。
And this is a blessing.
那当然我们也可以讲这个是确实是超过所求所想。
Of course we see it's beyond what she asked for.
我想哈拿说不定她心中只想两个或三个。
Maybe Hannah only want two or three kids.
结果不不不不不一直生出来。
And now she has six.
她会觉得 这到底对不对啊？
And she would wondering what's happening.
像今天有很多人就生一个，他不太相信。
Now today, like only have one child, no more.
他说我何必跟自己过不去呢？
So why I'm torturing myself?
所以现在的人如果叫他多生几个，他会觉得是很大的压力。
So nowadays, if we have more children, it's actually a lot of pressure.
这个过去跟现在的想法不太一样。
So we have different mindset.
现在好像是重于这个品质越精越好。
Now it's like quality.
生一个他什么事都会做。
And one is trying to raise him.
哪一个行业他都可以干。
Yeah, everything he can do.
那有一个就够了。
And one is enough.
完全掌握。
And then completely in control.
百分之百的控制。
100%.
哦。这个是现代人的思想也说不定。
So now it's what we think now.
因为我怎么发现的呢？因为我在 Arizona 服侍的那个教会的主任牧师啊，有一次在讲道。
So when I was serving in Arizona church,
他用的经文是约翰福音三章十六节。
And the pastor said, John,
第三章十六节。
3:16.
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He said God loved the world, He gave His only Son.
所以他那次的讲道呢，他重点就是说，上帝只有一个，他还肯把一个唯一的还给了我们。
So what the point he was trying to make? God only had one son, and he gave it to us.
只有一个还肯给出去，这是很不容易的事情。
Only one and give it away, it's not easy.
所以这位牧师就讲在这个部分呢，想要把它重复来强调。
So the pastor emphasized it.
那这个时候呢，坐在下面的执事会的那个主席啊。他叫 Sammy， 他有三个儿子。
And then there's someone in the audience, Sammy. He has three sons.
然后他就说，上帝只有一个，他都肯给。Sammy 啊，你有三个，你给一个，你肯不肯
？So he asked, God only had one, and he gave it to us. Sammy, you have three. Are you willing to give one?
因为那三个儿子现在都是 teenager.
Because three sons are all teenagers.
他说三个都拿去啊。
He said, take all three away.
所以。现在的人好像不要太多哈。
So now we don't want more children.
不过在那个时代呢，儿女越多啊，人的观念里面就认为这个就祝福越多。
But in that period of time, more children means more blessings.
我认识一个传道人，他有十二个孩子。
I know a missionary who has 12 children.
他说，人家知道他生了十来个孩子的时候，他们都说：“哎呀，你真有福气啊。
”And people when people know he has more than 10 children, they say, "Oh, what a blessing you have."
他说福还没有到啊，气先来。
He said, "There's no blessing, but there's a lot of anger."
等气都发光了，以后福才会来的。
When the anger is gone, then here comes the blessing.
所以，在我们用人的角度来看的话，是不是超过所求所想呢
？So from our human point of view, is that beyond our asking and imagination?
所以我们看见圣经里面常常用这种方法，儿女越多。祝福越大
So we can see through the Bible it's more children, more blessings.
田产越多，祝福越大
And more field, more blessings.
所以这个是从世界的角度呢，人可以懂的角度呢，来要阐述一件属灵的事情
So that's something like we can learn from human point of view to learn from a spiritual point of view.
所以我们在旧约的圣经里面，我们常常看到说，上帝的祝福呢，都是借着这种可以算得出来的东西来呈现来表达这是上帝的祝福
So in the Old Testament we can see God's blessings through all these material things
我在这里想要分享一下超过所求所想的祝福临到我们上帝是怎么带领的
So I want to share those blessings above our asking imagination how God have given it to us
这里有一个属灵的公式
And there is equation.
上帝的祝福超过你所求所想第一步往往是苦难
So usually if you want to receive blessings beyond your imagination you have to go through distress
像哈拿她在前半阶段还没有儿女的时候她的苦难笼罩在她的周围
And imagine Hannah before sheReceive the blessing, all the painful experiences she has.
其实苦难是上帝祝福的前奏曲。
So distress actually is before blessing.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为苦难会逼得我们不得不来到上帝的面前。
Because our painful experiences and distress will force us go before the Lord.
今天的年轻人 常常稍微长大以后，他就一直往外跑，不愿意回到父母面前。
So nowadays, young men after they grow up, they want to go out, not coming back home.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他苦难太少。
Because it's not enough distress.
越往外跑越兴奋。
So going out means fun.
而且呢，做父母的心里面好希望他的孩子能够回到他面前。
But parents really hoping their children would come back to them.
但是呢，他忘记了属灵的诀窍。
But he forget the spiritual secret.
他拼命跑在他儿子的面前帮他解决那些困难。
So he's trying to go before their children, trying to solve the problems for
them. 什么都不需要担心。
And then don't worry about
anything. 当然，他的孩子越往外跑啊。
So when the kids go, the more they do that, the kids will run away from them.
这是不会变道理。
So that's.
苦难使我们回到上帝的面前。
Distress will bring us back to the Lord.
这是一个化妆的祝福。
So this is a blessing in disguise.
如果你抓到这个诀窍的话，你就有了第一步。
So if you know that, you have.Make your first step.
你真的可以经历到那个超过你所求所想的祝福会临到你的。
And then you will experience the blessing beyond your imagination.
我们常常苦难来的时候，我们有时候就泄气了。
And sometimes we got discouraged when we facing troubles.
我们以为苦难是最伟大的一件事情，我一定把它解决。
And we think the distress and problem is the biggest that we have to solve it.
在哈拿的身上，这个苦难真的使他来到上帝的面前。
But on Hannah.This distress really brought her to God.
当地上没有路可以走的时候，永远为你保留一条可以通天的道路。
When there's no way out in this world, there's always one way.
所以她来到上帝的面前来祷告。
So she walked before God and prayed.
她祈求。
She asked.
她最后实在没有办法了。
And he has no more other ways.
她许愿了。
And she made a vow.
这个许愿只有她知道。也只有上帝知道而已。
And this well, only she knows and God knows.
结果很奇妙的，她所许的愿，愿望达成了。
And God remembered her.
接下来，这一个祝福，如果有的人愿望达成的时候，就跟上帝说 Adios.
So sometimes when we have received our blessing, we will say goodbye to God.
但是这样的时候，往往我们就没有办法真正经历到那个超过所求所想的福分倾倒下来。
But sometimes we will not be able to experience the blessing beyond our imagination.
这位 Hannah 她再一次的回到上帝的面前 来还愿。
But this Hannah go back to the Lord again to fulfill her vow.
所以她已经有了撒母耳。
She already had Samuel.
但是她还是回到上帝的面前。
And she go back to the Lord.
这个时候，他才开始经历到超过所求所想的。
And that at that point, she started experiencing the blessing beyond her imagination and asking.
刚才我们在那里讲到，超过他所求所想，第一个马上眼睛可以看得到、算得出来的事情是什么呢
？So when we say beyond our asking, so the first thing we see is what?
三个儿子，两个女儿。
Three sons and two daughters.
这是我们很容易就可以分辨的。
So that's very obvious.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果你的祝福是上帝参与的话，你一定要大大的张口。
So if your blessings come from God,
因为我们的上帝是丰富而有余的神。
Because our God is gracious.
他不是一个斤斤计较的上帝。
He is not a little God.
因为他要祝福你来荣耀他自己。
And he will bless you to glorify himself.
所以我们不要把上帝看成小到好像我们能够想象的那位上帝而已。
So don't think God is small so that we can imagine and understand.
有时候有些弟兄姐妹在那里做见证说，哇，上帝祝福我。
So sometimes during our testimony we say God blessed us.
我听了以后我不好意思给大家泼冷水。
So sometimes I just don't know what to say.
我心里面在那里想说还不够。
Sometimes I think it's not enough.
上帝的祝福不是这样而已啊。
God's blessing is not just
this. 如果上帝的祝福都是地上可以算得出来的话，这个上帝太小了。
So if all the blessings all can by see by our eyes and all belongs to this world, then this God is not big enough.
特别是你真的经过苦难的。
Especially when you really go through distress.
你的心是向着上帝的。
And your heart's towards God.
你要再继续向他求
and then ask him again.
因为他是为他的荣耀要彰显
because he will show His glory.
所以他有三个儿子，他有两个女儿。
So that's why she has three sons and
two daughters. 如果哈拿停在这里的时候，他就可以到处去炫耀。
And then if she just stopped here, she could brag about all this.
你看我们家，我们自己都可以组成一个篮球队。
See, look at our family, how many children we have.
我们也可以组织一个这个音乐这个band.
And we can have a choir and band in our own family.
我们人多好办事啊。
Then we have a lot of people.
如果只停留在这种可算可数的你的祝福有时候就很可惜你就停留在那个阶段
But if we just focus our blessing on those it's not enough
真的超过他所求所想的在撒母耳的身上
So the real one that beyond her imagination and asking it's Samuel
事实上撒母耳可以讲是他最宝贝的
So Samuel is the dearest son to her
我相信他一定爱那三个儿子两个女儿
And I know she loves her three sons and two daughters also
但是他心里面跟他连在一起的是他的撒母耳。
But the dearest one might be Samuel.
超过他所求所想的，在撒母耳的身上。
So beyond her asking and imagining, it's happened on Samuel.
撒母耳到了那地方，吃饭完全免费。
So Samuel had free food.
他在那边去住啊，也免费。
And free lodging.
他在那里读书啊。学费呢全免
free education
叫全额奖学金、啊、
and full scholarship
我看我们当中有些父母如果儿子拿了全额奖学金他已经打着招牌天天敲鼓给人家听了 so, 我儿子是全额奖学金的
so all parents really want their children to have full scholarship
而且他的医药费呢完全免费
and there's no medical expenses
他所穿的衣服呢也完全免费
all the clothing are free
唯一的妈妈每一年只做一件外袍给他
So all the mother does is do one robe for him every year
不但这样他在以利亚的面前来学习侍奉耶和华
But Samuel learned before Eli how to serve God
并且他能够学习成长到一个穿以弗陀侍立在耶和华的面前
And he grew up in stature and wear ephod and serving before the Lord
这么年轻的时候就能够认识怎么样侍奉上帝是一个很伟大的祝福、啊、
So such a great blessing for such a young age and know how to serve the Lord
并且他不是在人面前而已他是在耶和华的面前渐渐长大
And he grew up not only before man but before God
在耶和华面前长大的意思是什么呢
So what do you mean by growing before God
那就是属灵上的长大
The spiritual growth
我们有时候我们的身体渐渐长大但是在耶和华面前看你都没有长大
So sometimes our stature grow up but our spiritual is not
但是这里告诉我们说他在耶和华的面前渐渐长大
But here it says he grew up before the Lord
我相信我们当中的家长你若珍惜宝贝你的信仰你真的是很渴望的一件事情就是希望你的孩子在耶和华的面前渐渐长大
So we know our mothers and fathers what we really like is our children will grow up in the Lord
一个孩子在神面前渐渐长大呢是不是就不懂世上的事情呢
So does that mean Samuel grew before the Lord that he does not understand man or this world
但是圣经我们最后读的那一节说撒母耳在耶和华与人都越发喜爱他
But we see on the verse 26And he grew in stature and in favor with the Lord and with man.
哇，这个在今天的父母来想象的话，真的是好的无比啊！
Oh, this is such a wonderful thing that we can imagine.
对Hannah来讲，她好像没有儿子，但是她好像又有这位儿子。
For Hannah, it seems like she does not have Samuel anymore, but she has Samuel.
这是何等叫她享受的一件事情！
What a blessing.
我们多半养孩子要到他相当大了以后你才开始能够进入享受
So usually we raise our children when they're grown up we actually start to really enjoy it
但是这位 Hannah 在他儿子很小的时候他就已经享受了
And then Hannah already enjoyed the blessing even when Samuel was little
我在这里要问我们的年轻人你自己有没有把握
Now I want to ask our young man
你在你父母的面前他们是忍受呢还是享受
So in front of your parents are they trying to just enjoy you or trying to just put up with you
你要知道 你能够让你的父母真的享受。
And you know that you can really bring blessings to your parents.
哪怕是小小的一件事情。
Even little things.
会安慰他们的心。
And then comfort their heart.
他们会觉得啊，我过去所付的心血实在值得。
And then they will think, oh, whatever we have paid, it's really worth it.
这个比你将来的成就再高都没办法换的。
So it's more than in the future you are more successful. That can't compare with this.
我当然也要讲我们当中的成年人，如果你的父母还在的话。
Also to the adult among us, if your parents are still alive.
你从心里里面发出的感恩感谢，对着你的父母来倾诉。
You should tell your parents how thankful you are from your heart.
让他们有一个感觉说，养这个孩子真是值得啊。
And then they give them the comfort knowing that they raise you, it's totally worth it.
这是合理的。
And this is the proper way.
这是上帝所渴望的。
And this is what God wants us to do.
千万不要让你的父母转过身来，眼泪要流下来。
And don't let your parents turn around and tears roll down their faces.
这是非常残忍的一件事情。
It's a very cruel thing.
你要常常站在一个做儿女的立场来思想你的父母。
So, you should think about your parents as a daughters and sons.
哈拿把他的儿子献上去了。
So Hannah gave her son to the Lord.
这个从小在上帝面前学习的这位撒母耳。
So this Samuel who learned before the Lord even when he was young.
他长大。
And he grew up.
上帝和人喜爱的心愈发增加。
And then God loved him and the man loves him too.
弟兄姐妹，哈拿在没有孩子的时候，他能够想象说我将来有一个儿子能够让我的心得到甘甜的满足吗？
So let's think, can Hannah even imagine before Samuel was born that she would receive such a blessing?
当然后来的这位撒母耳实实在在不仅仅是成为他哈拿的喜悦，他成了拯救整个以色列民族的一位神所使用的人。
And later on, we know Samuel is not only the blessing to Hannah, but to the whole Israel nation.
对一个母亲来讲，你在社会上多大的成就啊，如果没有真正使他的母亲的心得到安慰的话，这一切的成就终归徒然。
So it doesn't matter how you be successful in this world, but it's if you're not satisfying your parents' heart, it's useless.
有一位真正发生的事情哈，在台湾有一位老的军人啊，他这一辈子没有办法，没有从来没有享受过，他存了一笔钱啊，给他的儿子啊，让他能够那在那个时代哈，出国。
So there is an old gentleman in Taiwan, long time ago. He saved a lot of money for his son to go abroad.
这个父亲年轻的时候是打仗啊，到处奔逃，卖命啊。
When he was young, when the father was young, he was a soldier and fighting all over the place.
从来没有享受过。
I had never enjoyed life.
一辈子这样辛辛苦苦，把他最后的这些钱呢？交出来给他的儿子，让他能够出国。
And then after the whole life hard working, he saved some money to give to his son to go abroad.
这个儿子，这个学业非常好，所以出国以后不多久，几年以后就拿到博士。
So the boy studied really well, and then have his PhD degree very soon.
所以他就进入一个社会很高档的一个圈子。
So he's actually go into the upper class.
他也觉得自己挺不错的。
And he feel pretty good about himself.
在台湾的这个爸爸，从此再也没有听到他儿子的信息。
So the father in Taiwan never heard from him again.
因为他已经往高层社会去了。
Because he's entering the upper class.
他的爸爸想到快要病了。
And the father was missing him so much he wouldn't get sick.
最后凑了一点钱，坐了飞机啊。来到了美国。
And then he gathered some money and then went to America.
不知道路往哪里走，还请人家帮忙，最后终于找到他儿子所住的地方。
And then ask around and finally find where His son lives.
他心蹦蹦跳啊，等待好多年看不见的儿子，终于有机会来到他的门前。
And he was excited to see his son after so many years.
他在那里敲门。
And he was knocking on the door.
门打开了。
And door opened.
他的儿子站在他面前。
And his son was in front of him.
第一句话说：“你来这里干什么？”
And then the first word to come out of his mouth is, "What are you doing here?"
这是做父母的心，真的是被刀切开了。
And then can you feel the feelings of the father?
他反倒回来来看不起这个受苦的从小为他付上代价的父亲。
So he didn't look on how much his father has paid to keep him here, but just looked down upon him.
现在我的社会情况，你来是把我贬低了。
So all he think is, see, I'm in the upper class, you come here making me look bad.
像这样的人确实需要上帝的。
So we do need God's.
他要在上帝的面前来长大。
He needs to grow up before the Lord.
但是哈拿他所养的这个撒母耳，使他的心得到极大的满足。
But the Samuel gave Hannah great comfort.
这是不是超过所求所想的呢？
Is that beyond her asking and imagining?
我们的上帝不止这样而已。
Our God is not only that.
在哈拿很痛苦的时候，他会不会想到说？两千年之后，有人在纪念我的名字呢？
So can Hannah really imagine 2,000 years later, people will talk about me?
有很多人在那里翻圣经的时候看到我的名字。
Can she even imagine that people, when read the Bible, will read her name?
甚至有人读的时候会受到感动。
And people will be moved by her.
甚至心里面有一个愿望，说我愿意这样子。
And sometimes even people think I want to be Hannah too.
我也希望我养出这样的孩子来。
And I hope I have a son like Samuel.
哈拿那个时候不会想到这些事情的。
So 2,000 years ago, I don't think Hannah will think about those.
因为上帝做事绝对超过你所求所想的。
Because God can do things that beyond our imagination.
如果哈拿那个时候会想到说，哇，两千年以后我的名字在圣经上面。
So if at that time.Hannah would think, oh, 2,000 years later, my name will appear on the Bible.
可能他连撒母耳都不要了。
You might not want to keep Samuel.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天的社会啊，其实大家在那里追求追求，你注意看那些站在金字塔上面那些人所追求的是什么。
So nowadays, people are chasing and see, we will see people that stand on the pyramid, what they're looking for.
其实他们都是追求名。
And fame.
很奇怪啊，名好像是虚的。
It's interesting, fame is not real.
但是却是对他们来讲非常真实的。
But it's so attractive to them.
希望社会上常常提到他的名字。
And they hope to hear their names all the time.
最好能够立一个纪念碑。
And better there's a monument for them.
我的祖父啊，他就有一个纪念碑在他的家乡。
My grandfather has a monument in his hometown.
当我离开台湾的时候，在我们的家乡呢，只有三个人有纪念碑。
Before I left Taiwan, there are only three persons who have monuments.
第一个就是孙中山。
One is
Dr. Sun Yat-sen. 第二个当然就蒋中正。江开 Shek.
江开 Shek.
第三个呢，就是我的祖父。
Third is his grandfather.
我在出国之前，我还站在他的铜像面前，我在那里安安静静的想。
So before I left, I stood before his monument and have a quiet moment.
我现在记不起来，我当时在那想什么。
And what I was thinking about.
其实人都在追求这个啊。
Everybody was going after such things.
如果这些基本的需要都已经有了以后呢，事实上人一定会自然要找。
So after we have satisfied our needs,
看起来好像很虚。
And then it's really not real.
因为在这个追求里面，他们希望借着这个摸到什么？摸到永恒。
So they think by obtaining all this, they could touch eternity.
我们来看 Hannah.
Let's look at Hannah.
她没有读什么书。
She's not educated.
她不是很聪明的人。
She's not probably not
even very smart. 她如果真的很聪明的话，她一定斗得过那另外一个老婆。
Yeah, if she's smart, she can fight with Penina.
她就是因为斗不过人，只好哭啊。
So she can't fight with her, so she only can cry.
这样的人能够做什么事情呢？
So what can she do?
我们今天看，不是社会上都是要很聪明的才有办法有成就吗？
So nowadays, all the smart have all the achievements.
他就跟那个股票老板的那个秘书一样。
She's like the stock market secretary.
他不要读很多的书。
You don't need to be highly educated.
他也不需要懂经济。
And no need to know economies.
他只要跟定他。
Just follow.
他做什么我就做什么。
Whatever he does, I'll do.
这位 Hannah.
So Hannah.
他不需要很聪明。
It's not necessary for her to be too smart.
他跟上帝说，我跟定你了。
Because she said to God, I'll follow you.
我无路可走，我就是跟你跟到底了。
I have no way out here, but I'll follow you.
弟兄姐妹，你我也可以不需要很聪明的。
So brothers and sisters, we don't need to be too smart.
你只要跟定他。
Just follow God.
跟他到底。
And then follow him to the end.
虽然有时候经过水火。
However, sometimes you're distressed.
好像难处把我们包围起来。
And sometimes difficulties surround us.
你看不到前面有什么路可以走。
And you can't see the way out.
但是上帝告诉你，你不需要看到，因为我看到了。
But God tells us you don't have to see because I have saw.
你只要紧紧跟随我就可以。
You just follow me.
这位哈娜就是这样走的。
So Hannah did so.
你想想看，她的名字在圣经上面。
Imagine that her name is on the Bible.
她的生命触动许许多多的人啊。
And her life has touched many.
我们当中有做母亲的。
So there are mothers among us.
你爱你的孩子。
You love your children.
你不一定需要学很多怎么样如何驯服你的孩子。
We don't need to learn how to control your children.
只要帮助你的孩子在耶和华的面前。
But help them to grow up before the Lord.
让他在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Let him grow up before the Lord.
你就会经历得到超过你所求所想的。
And you will experience the blessing beyond your asking and imagination.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面来侍奉这位上帝。
Sisters and brothers, we serve this God in our church.
你不需要产生很大的动作。
We don't have to do too much.
你不需要很多人认定知道你在做什么。
You don't have to let other people know what you're doing.
你所需要的就是我每一天我就是跟随他。
All we need to do is every day I follow him.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天如果我们谈到这里，哈拿超过所求所想的，其实还不是这些而已啊。
So it's not only that are we talking about today.
在永恒的里面，他有份啊。
In eternity, she has part.
他有丰盛的产业在那里啊。
She has plenty in heaven.
她得着了。
She received.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟随她，你要经历到，我们可以懂的。我们现在刚才所分享的这些，都是我们可以懂的。
So, brothers and sisters, we now know that what we understand, this is what we can see now.
但是上帝为我们所预备的，是人心未曾想过，眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过的。
But what God has prepared is no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
弟兄姐妹，你相不相信，在永恒的当中，你有丰盛的产业等着你啊？
Do you believe that in eternity you have treasures in heaven?
我们可以一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父。我们再次献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we offer our love and prayers.
愿你的恩典的手围绕在我们。
Give us blessing.
也为我们当中现在仍在经历难处的、困难、痛苦的弟兄姐妹们。
And help us those among us who are suffering.
叫我们不要怕。
Help us not to be feared.
这些的苦难只不过是化妆的祝福。
All this distress and difficulties are blessings in disguise.
终将会过去的。
And it will be over.
领我们靠近我们的主。
Lead us towards you.
我们向你倾心吐意的来祷告。
We pray.
我们愿意向你说心中的话。
We like to talk to you.
主啊，若这心中我们所遇到的难处若成就，我愿意把自己献上给你。
Oh Lord, we want to offer ourselves to you.
你开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes, Lord.
不是只看见这些的难处。
not only see all the difficulties,
乃是让我们看见难处背后你所要给我们超过所求所想的福分。
But see what beyond the difficulties, all the blessings that you have reserved for us.
使我们下垂的手、发酸的腿再一次的挺起来。
Help us to lift up our hands again.
跟随你到底。
And follow you to the end.
我们知道，我们也相信。
We know and we believe.
那超过所求所想的祝福等着我们。
The blessings that beyond our imagination are waiting for us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.